Further business of the conference. The wording was brief, but the results were far-reaching. Actions were taken relating to the publication of charts for use in public proclamation of the message, a new prophetic chart, and one on the Ten Commandments, Ibid, May 26, 1863. The General Conference took action regarding the survey of James White's business integrity. As no one had reported any grievances pertaining to the subject in hand, according to the request in the review, the committee could only report that fact to the conference, and place in its hands the more than 70 fervent testimonials which have been received on the other side, with the recommendation that, as it seemed that no one dared appear, to sustain the aforesaid reports, some action be taken by this conference to show the falsity of these reports, and vindicate before the world the character and course of Brother White. Resolved, that the committee employed by the Battle Creek Church be empowered to act further in this matter in behalf of this conference, and prepare for publication a record of the action of the Battle Creek Church relative to the accusations against Brother James White, and the substance of the responses received. Ibid. It was thought well to hold open the time for reports on White for another 2 months. The report finally appeared in the form of a 40-page pamphlet, which was circulated under the title Vindication of the Business Career of Elder James White. The introduction to the pamphlet, signed by the Committee of Three, declared that no one has reported himself aggrieved. It added, "His enemies have thus betrayed their utter want of confidence in the work they have been doing. Their silence has sealed their ignominy. Hereafter, in view of this fact, none will be willing to place themselves in the contemptible position of circulating such reports, except those whose enmity and prejudice overcome their convictions of right and reason." Vindication of the Business Career of Elder James White, pages 3, 4. The vindication pamphlet consists of the signed statements of some 70 individuals who were well acquainted with White. Many of these had had business dealings with him. The conference was the first official General Conference session. It marked the completion of the organizational structure among Seventh-day Adventists. Attendance was such that meetings were held in the tent on the green across the street from the review office. Uriah Smith, in his editorial report, declared, "Taking a general view of this meeting as a religious gathering, we hardly know what feature of the joyful occasion to notice first. We can say to the readers of the review, think of everything good that has been written of every previous meeting, and apply it to this. All this would be true, and more than this. Perhaps no previous meeting that we have ever enjoyed was characterized by such unity of feeling and harmony of sentiment. In all the important steps taken at this conference, in the organization of a general conference, and the further perfecting of state conferences, defining the authority of each, and the important duties belonging to their various officers, there was not a dissenting voice, and we may reasonably doubt if there was even a dissenting thought. Such union, on such points, affords the strongest grounds of hope for the immediate advancement of the cause, and its future glorious prosperity and triumph." Ibid, May 26, 1863. This step in organization brought the Church into a unified denominational structure in time to meet the emergencies of the military draft, and prepared to make advance steps as the health message came, through vision, 2 weeks after the session.